Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward. Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast. This is brought to you by your favorite accounting firm, Easier Accounting, and your favorite credit repair company, 60 Day Credit Repair. Make sure if you guys have any credit repair needs, you hit us up. Make sure if you have any questions in regards to accounting, or if you feel like that your account's not doing a good job, you hit us up.
It is already past halfway through the year.
It's halfway.
I guarantee it's came and gone, people are starting to get that weird little thought in the back of their mind. Like,
well,
I still got six months of books to catch up.
We haven't plugged ourselves in so long on the podcast.
We're due.
You guys can deal with it. So just deal with it. Let us plug ourselves every 50 episodes now. At first, we were doing it every episode, and then it's just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares? Today we wanted to talk about a topic that is pretty much the separator from somebody being successful versus not, right? Even if you attempt to go start a business, this factor will determine whether or not it's going to work out. Or whether or not you're going to quit on your business and kind of conform to society and move back into the system and get a regular job, 9 to 5, whatever it is, right? And the topic is really just endurance, enduring, right? You're going to go through so much pain. You're going to go through so much struggle. There's going to be so much second guessing and so many doubts on the path to success. Mm-hmm. And the individuals that can push through every single one of those situations are the individuals that end up being successful. I think it was episode 13 that we talked about, you know, failures and some of the lessons that we've learned. Guys, we've seen low points in business, right? We've got to the point with no money in the bank account. We've had to fund the business through credit cards just to keep it afloat. Mm-hmm. Do I think that that's something that a lot of people would do? No.
Right.
I think once the bank account hits zero, they're not going to want to continue to try to make a business work and go that deep into debt on something that appears to be failing, something that appears to not be working. And usually when you're building something, it's not going to feel like everything's working out in your favor. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it looks like the odds are against you. And those are the times that you really have to show up. You know, you might get into business and get 1 year, 2 years in. That just got you to the point where it's really time to show up. We just got done, 2 days ago on the 37 miles for my 37th birthday. And it kind of, as I'm out there, you know, mile 15 to 20, Kel was right there standing next to me. We were going and I was even saying out loud, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to run at all after mile 20. I said, I think I'm literally going to have to walk the 17 miles at the very end. I just don't think I can do it. And I was hitting a wall.
Right.
That's really all it was, right? And I just couldn't see myself enduring any more running at that point.
Right.
But at mile 20, when we went into the RV, took a break, got some water, got some food, some ibuprofen, some Icy Hot, some CBD, pain relief cream, some caffeine, literally it was all of that, right? So you got to do what you got to do in order to endure. But after we got out of the RV and started running again, I hit a stride from mile 20 to 30. And it felt great.
Yeah.
And that's the same in business. You're going to hit times where you just don't know if you can go anymore. You don't know if you can endure the pain anymore, or you can go deeper into debt. And you just really don't see that there's going to be anything good outside of the pain or discomfort that you're currently feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is your commitment to what you're trying to accomplish greater than the pain that you're going through at this point? The suffering that you're going through. Do you want whatever it is that you're chasing bad enough to disregard the way that you feel in that moment and still show up and still do the things that you know you need to do to try to progress your business? Look, Kel's been in business probably, I think, 5 years more than myself. I'm 10 years deep.
2006.
I'm 10 years deep. You're like 15 years deep.
Mm.
And Kel's had to endure what? Partnership breakups, yeah, where the businesses are literally gone, starting over, rebuilding.
You've divorces.
Had divorces.
That was I mean, very taxing on the business.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what you guys need to understand is when you're fighting over money, the last thing that you want to do is go out there and hustle.
Oh,
and
work yeah, for I it. Did it. I took horrible advice from attorneys, dude. And yeah, it was literally the advice was like, well, you know, you need to go out there and basically blow your money while you're distraught and, you know, like basically sell this idea to the judge that, you know, well, that I just went pain. And gambled it all, judge, because I'm so distraught, you know. And it's like going attorneys give the worst advice sometimes, oh, dude. They give great advice sometimes, but I think family attorneys, they give really shitty advice sometimes. So.
No, they're probably.
Yeah, family court's a weird backwards ass thing.
Go blow all
dude.
Your money.
Yeah.
And then pay me $50,000 or $100,000 yeah, or whatever you ended up paying an attorney to go through all that crap, yeah, right?
Depends on the state, but I mean, you do end up giving up half of
but
shit
that's
anyway.
That's something that you had to endure too.
Yeah.
There was pain and suffering through that. So you're trying to deal with business stuff. You're dealing with somebody wanting, you know, a chunk of the money that you're trying to work hard for that yeah, you suffer for. And so you're suffering here and here, but you still endured.
Right.
Right. We still are where we are today. Yeah. And I just think it's important for people to understand that when you're going through shit, it's very hard to see anything positive in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, I think that's a big part, dude, is first of all, a lot of people aren't long-term thinkers, okay? Mm-hmm. And I will attribute a ton of the success that I've had in my life
yep,
and in our businesses to like really like long-term vision and being committed to that long-term vision, right? And it's not just for me, it's for the people that work here, it's yeah, everything, right? Like I got this long-term vision, and if you're truly committed to it, you'll endure shit
yeah,
to get to it, yeah, right? You'll make sacrifices, you'll kick the can down the road, you'll avoid the lifestyle things that you could go out. You'll avoid giving yourself the raises personally to reinvest back into the business. You'll make all these different sacrifices mm-hmm, for the long-term vision, which most people don't have. I mean, we see it in the DMs, man. People like looking for the shortcut all the time. There's nothing wrong with taking wisdom from other people to, I guess, speed up the process rather than having to learn the hard way yourself sometimes. But when you're looking for shortcuts versus doing the hard work, you're not willing to endure what it takes to succeed for the long-term vision. There's some things you just got to go fucking figure out. There's some things that you can't
skip.
Lack. You can't skip the work ethic, dude. It's just impossible.
There's no.
You have to put in the work
there's
ethic.
There's no fucking way. Somebody's going to be, look, 84% of millionaires didn't inherit a dime.
Yeah.
You know, so that shows you right there that the large majority of people that are millionaires hated their current situation so much so that they were actually willing to endure pain and suffering to get to a millionaire status.
Right.
The pain and suffering of staying where they are financially was greater than the pain and suffering that they would have to endure in trying to build a business.
Yeah.
So either way, I know it's cliche. Either way, you're going to go through pain and suffering. This mm-hmm, is a little thing called life. I don't give, you guys have heard tons of episodes of ours where we bring people on and they talk about terrible things that have happened in their life, but they endured those things and they didn't lean on them as an excuse or a way out not to find the best version of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, we've had difficult situations in our life, whether it's our upbringing, whether it's divorce, whether it's partnerships, whether it's, you know, running down to a zero bank account, floating stuff on a credit card. All that is just about endurance. At one point, people would say, you know, hey, what does it take to be successful? This was years ago. And I always said, figure out just how to stay in business one more day. And if you do that long enough, next thing you know, it's going to be 5 years, 7 years, 8 years, 10 years, and the results will eventually be there.
Right.
So it's just, business is about staying in business.
Yep.
Find a way to stay in business, whether it is floating it on a credit card. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you just take the motion and say, okay, I'm going to get into debt, float it on the credit card, but then I'm not going to put in the work.
Right.
There's no fucking possible way to be successful without the work and enduring pain
right,
and suffering.
Yeah.
100% of entrepreneurs felt like quitting, mm-hmm, felt like giving up. They've second-guessed themselves. They've done things that were very uncomfortable to them in that moment to get to the situation that they wanted to be in. That want for that situation is, again, greater than the discomfort that they had to go through.
Yeah.
In the DMs right now, literally about 15 minutes ago, you answered it last week about somebody wanting to start a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And you said, well, it just depends, da da da. You know, we don't really focus on that much. Do you remember answering that DM or whatever?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, well, I don't really, you know, I want to be behind the camera. It's just really uncomfortable. I've never been one to talk in front of groups of people. And I know it's behind the camera, but that's just uncomfortable to me. I'm not willing to do it.
Yeah. Hashtag me too, buddy.
Yeah. That's what I said. I said, yeah. I said, understand, we had to go through that discomfort to get where we're at right now.
Yeah.
Like people will look at somebody in a situation, you know, that started a podcast, you know, let's say for instance, like us 2.5 years ago and say, oh man, those guys, they speak well. They look like that they're comfortable on camera. Yeah. It took 2.5 years to get to the point where we're at
and
now.
And still sometimes is uncomfortable. It's, like the last solo one I did, it was like, I had this thing, this perfect vision in my head of all the points I wanted to hit on. And then it was like, oh, that came out totally different than I planned on, you know, in the moment. Right.
And
it was a little uncomfortable, but you know, by the time I do my 50th solo, it's going to be a lot more comfortable.
Well,
right?
How many times have we like recorded, whether it's a welcome video, an ad or whatever it is, and we're sitting there talking about it and you're like, we need to say this, and it comes out perfectly.
Yeah.
And then the camera turns on and then it's jumbled of words.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Five seconds ago, you just said it clear as day.
Yeah.
And then the camera turns on and it just does something to your mind, right? Yeah. Like
you like want it to be perfect.
Yeah.
And now it's for the people. So it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just
rather
crazy
than thinking your thoughts and just saying it. Then the camera turns on. And then at that point, everything just kind of goes blank. This is normal for everybody. And I told him, I said, look, dude, it doesn't sound like you really want the what I said is, it sounds like that you want the result, but not have to go through the discomfort to get it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what my reply was to him. And that's exactly the way the majority of people think.
Yeah, it's
true. They want the result without the discomfort. They want to find a way around it. There's no way. You know, the 37 miles that we did, there was no way around discomfort. We had to go through the discomfort in order to get the result.
Yeah.
Now, how we did it, what you do is set a goal. It's 37 miles. I'm 37 miles next month. And then at that point, habits start changing, start training a little bit, and you start moving towards that goal. But when you're out there, you don't go, okay, 1 mile in, we only got 36 left.
Yeah.
It was like, once we started getting deep, we're just going to run to that post, just to that post. And then we'd hit that post and walk for just a second. Okay, we're running to that post. And so what I think people need to do is they need to do a better job of one, like you said, long-term goal, long-term vision. Yeah. And then what you're doing is you're breaking it down into incremental steps of what you're going to do. You're chunking away at that big goal.
You found moments in your day where you could go and fucking train 10 and then 20 and then, you know, whatever, however many miles before. So because you had this vision of 37 miles, I'm going to hit it. That was your goal. You wanted to attain it bad enough to where you were willing to take all the steps to get to it. You didn't look for a shortcut. You weren't looking like for a way to cheat and make it look like you got 37 miles, but that's what a lot of people do. You know, it's like that old metaphor of like, you know, planting your seed and waiting for time for the, you know, crop to grow. But no, there's a whole process, right? Like you've got to attain the land, and then you've got to work the land, and then you've got to plant the seeds, and then you've got to
pull
water, and you got to learn like what's the best time to water and the time of day. Cause if you water wrong, you can kill your crop. And you know, there's all this shit, there's all this work that's got to be done before you harvest your crop.
But it sounds
but
cool.
Most people think, oh, I planted my fucking seeds, so in 10 years, I'm going to have this beautiful business. It's
there's still a lot
of doesn't work like
that. That has to go into it.
Wouldn't just film one podcast and be like, oh man, this is going to bring some business in.
Yeah.
We made a commitment to film a podcast every single week for, I mean, we said at least 3 to 5 years.
We said we will not judge this podcast in the first 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Because why would you judge what your business has the capability of doing 3 to 5 years down the road on week two or month two or even year two? That's all just a big setup for the big picture. Just as Kel's talking about taking care of the land, you know, plowing the ground, planting the seed, watering the seed, pulling the weeds in order to get to that end result. The first couple of years, that's all you're doing is you're laying down the foundation and you're planting the seeds and you're watering those seeds. You're pulling the weeds. The problems in your business are the weeds, right?
Right.
So you pull the weeds. You're trying to stay on top of all the problems so that eventually you can get to the harvest, which is the big payday
exactly.
in business, right? And so, yes, I had to take time out of my day to train for 3 hours, for 4 hours. One day was 5 hours and 15 minutes. That's not something that I wanted to do, but the commitment that I made was there.
Yeah.
So when you make a real, real commitment, your actions or your habits will change.
Yeah.
If you make a half-hearted commitment, you're not going to do anything.
Yep.
And so the reality is when somebody's trying to do something and they can't accomplish it, I don't really feel that bad for them because they weren't that committed to the process. Do you know how many people told me, well, why don't you just do like a half marathon? Or why don't you just do a marathon? Why don't you ride a bike 37 yeah. miles? Why don't you do it? You know, all of these people come into the situation with their limited mindset or their limited yeah. beliefs and say, tone it down.
Yeah.
Set something more attainable. Set something a little bit easier. Don't get me wrong. Like, I was scared, and at 15 to 20 miles, Kel was right there. I'm like, dude, I don't know if I can fucking run anymore. Like, I literally just didn't think it was possible. You might be right now in your business at a point where you just don't think that you can go anymore.
Right.
That you can't endure another day or another week. How am I going to cover next month's bills?
Yeah.
If you want it bad enough and you're truly committed to your business, there will be a way, and it's up to you to ultimately find that way. It's not up to me. It's yeah. not up to Kel. Nobody else could find a way for me to run from mile 20 to 30. I had to dig deep and find that in myself,
yeah.
and that's something that you're going to have to do inside your business. Even though it doesn't look hopeful right now, it's still completely possible,
yeah.
and you have to continue to remind yourself that this is just a bleep in time. Even during that process, it was like 3 a.m. And then 4 a.m. and I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to do this for another 6 hours. I don't know if I can do it for another 6 hours.
Yeah.
And then I had to remind myself, it's a bleep in time. That 6 hours is going to come and go. And next thing you know, I'm going to be sitting in the RV driving home.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not in your current situation, and no matter the discomfort that you're feeling, it's just a moment in time. And there's going to be a time where your RV arrives and you get to go home too, right?
Yeah.
In your business. There's going to be a time where you're going to be able to pull the paychecks out of your business to live the life that you sacrificed for, right?
Well, and at the end of the day, I mean, going back to all the people not understanding, that's okay. A lot of people won't understand your vision, you know? Like, I didn't really understand it either. Church was like, I want to run 37 miles for my birthday. Okay, I understand that he wants to do hard shit. I understand that he wants to push himself to a new level. I don't understand, like, why that was his idea, but I was like, cool, man, I fucking want to support that shit, right? Like, that's badass. But most people don't. If they don't understand it, they're just like, well, why don't you just do this? And those small-minded yeah. people, or they might even be small-minded people. They might be big-minded people, but they don't understand your vision, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, people don't have to understand your vision. You know, I guess that's the point I'm trying to make about that. It's like, dude, you guys set these long-term visions. It's not for everybody else. It's for you. You know, that's your vision. That's what you should commit to. A lot of times people, their long-term vision is what they think everybody else's long-term vision should be. Like, you know, if your goal is just to be a millionaire and there's all these paths to being a millionaire, it's like, you don't just have to follow those paths. You can create your own.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your own long-term vision, mm-hmm. right? And so sometimes things just don't make sense to other people, man. And it's like, if you're super committed to it, you won't let that affect you. Because a lot of times that's the number one thing that people let affect them is wow. what everybody else's thinking is, or the fear of their criticism or not understanding. And maybe that makes you feel a little weird and different. And so you're like, well, fuck, maybe this is kind of bonkers. I shouldn't be doing it because everybody thinks I shouldn't. But at the end of the day, man, like, every like real true innovator that is fucking just reached this awesome yeah. success is just like, man, they just stayed committed to that long-term vision and they were willing to put in the work, and they didn't really let, even though they probably did care at some points, they didn't really let the people that don't understand stop them from actually seeing it through. So
I mean,
people tell yeah. me too, why is Trevor doing this? I'm like, oh, the motherfucker just wants to fucking do something hard and push himself to
and
another
I'm glad
level.
I did.
Yeah.
I loved it. I yeah. loved it.
Yeah, that's
you
cool.
know, I thought it was amazing. It was super uncomfortable,
yeah,
but also very empowering,
yeah,
to see what I have. If I wouldn't have done that, I would have never known.
Yeah,
you know, and I think a lot of people just won't ever know what their true abilities are. When yeah. I told people about it, plenty of people laughed at me.
Yeah,
and so even you know, my own mother, you know, she was concerned for me to try to go do something when I'm not a runner,
yeah.
right? That's something that not a lot of people have done, right? And that was the purpose. It was, for whatever reason, you know, I'm studying for the pilot's license, and that's been a challenge for me. Yeah. And sometimes I think when I come across a challenge that's starting to be difficult, I create a new challenge to distract me from that other challenge. Yeah. And I use that to build confidence to then sway that attention over to that thing that says, you know what, if I can do fucking 37 miles, I can fucking put my head down and study and I can get this fucking done.
Yeah.
Right. So I used a situation to build confidence and shifted that over into the other challenging thing that I'm dealing with in order to give me the confidence to know that if I set my mind to something and I commit to it, that I can get it done.
Totally get that.
And you might be at a spot where family members or people are laughing at your ideas, laughing the fact that that you won't quit and give up on your business. There's going to be people that say, why don't you just go do this? Why don't you just get a job? Why don't you, they just don't understand. And one, you could let that discourage you. But when people laughed at me, I used it as fuel. I said, watch, motherfucker. So are you using what everybody says that you can't do or what you should do as fuel, or are you using it to doubt yourself?
Yeah.
Are you using that, you know, somebody coming to you saying, hey man, you know, you've been struggling now for two or three, when are you going to wake up? When are you going to get a real job? When are you going to, you know, start taking life serious? These are individuals that don't understand what you have in mind and what you're trying to accomplish, which is 100% okay. And it's going to happen more often than not. There's more average minds in the world than there are big thinkers in the world. So if you're a big thinker, sure, speak it into existence. Mm-hmm. Let people laugh at you. Put a chip on your shoulder and let that help fuel you to do the thing that you said that you were going to do rather than letting it discourage you.
I think it's hard to say, like, don't let other people affect you, because it does affect you, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt it even in writing that book over the last fucking year and a half. It was like, man, I restarted so many times. I did let other people affect me. I mean, just talking about book titles, and which I'm still trying to nail down the fucking perfect book title for it, even though it's all in editing. And, you know, it's like you do kind of let all this other shit affect you, but you don't have to let it stop you. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I think that's kind of like one thing you got to keep in mind, because at the end of the day, I don't care how calloused you are to what other people think, at some level, shit does affect you, right? And
human.
It might, maybe you're good at telling all these people that, you know, you're really not at their level. You're above their level or whatever it is in business. You're like, well, yeah, it's easy to like not care, but there's maybe a people that you do aspire to that are doing shit at their level, and you take their advice and you do let it affect you. Like, at some level, there's always that care that you do let shit affect you. But at the end of the day, you don't have to allow it to stop you. Like, I had to fucking restart my book so many different times. And some of the times I did restart was because I was like, man, nah, people are gonna think that's stupid. But at the end of the day, people are like, well, why are you writing about this topic? Well, because that's how I fucking built all my shit. And I think that's gonna help people like me.
Yeah.
That were fucking teen dad dropouts that fucking built a business. Like, there's more people like me out there that I hope read this book and are like, even if there's just one fucking takeaway, cool.
Well, there's more people like that than there are Harvard graduates in the world, right?
And I want to fucking help those people, man. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, I want my book to, like, you know, fucking boost me. And it is obviously something I want to help level me up and just something I want to finish. And it is about, like, me at some point, but it's also, like, my gift to other people, because I want it to fucking help people. I want to, like, my experience has worked for me, so I hope it will work for other people, too.
Well, it's not like you wrote a book, like, saying, okay, I'm going to be a best-selling author and get rich and make millions of dollars off of a book.
Right.
You already have your businesses that are doing that for you.
Yeah.
The book is an impact thing where you can put information out there. It's another thing on your resume. The real thing is at the end of your life, what's on your life's resume?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and you look back and say, well, I didn't really do shit with my life. I just, you know, worked for 45 years or whatever it is and then retired. And you know, that doesn't seem like something that you could look back on when you're 65, 70 or whatever and be proud of.
Right.
Right. Like, I think it's sad that we have a certain amount of years, let's say, whether it's, you know, 20 years old to 50 years old, that we could really push ourselves, you know, physically, mentally. I mean, yeah, you can when you're younger, but I don't think a lot of younger people understand the reason behind pushing themselves.
Right.
They just do it maybe because they enjoy a challenge or whatever it is. But once you start having an intent with some of the challenges and pushing yourself,
100%,
where it's trying to force yourself to grow, what, you know, again, I get that 37 miles, that's a physical feat.
Yeah.
But to me, it was more about the mental side of it. Yes. you know, you're going to doubt yourself through that whole process. And I wanted to find that doubt, and I wanted my brain to try to talk me out of doing this so that I could meet my mind head on and continue to push forward. Because look, I mean, we've been in business for a long time. Yes, we've endured struggles. Yes, we still go through struggles. None of that changes, but it's not really new to us. We already know every day we show up at the office is going to be a new fucking problem.
Yeah.
What's the fucking problem?
Yeah.
You know, like it always is. Welcome to the club. If you're an entrepreneur, you know, we get it. You know, so
it's so fucking badass getting to a certain point, though, and feeling the reward of all that enduring and sacrifice and struggle, because then you start understanding things and your vision grows too. Mm. Like, he completes 37 miles. Guarantee you've thought about a 50 miler.
I already have.
We've already hit these fucking levels in our business. Yeah. And now I'm thinking, oh, software and SaaS products and $100 million acquisition or $1 billion evaluation. Yep. When even 5 years ago, bro, I wasn't thinking about that. No. If someone would offer me $100 million for a company, I'd be like, fuck yeah, write the check.
Fucking 10 million.
We're done. But now I'm like, no. We got a $1 billion business. We're building something in the billions now, right? So when you hit these levels, it's like, cool. You feel the reward. You feel the sense of accomplishment because fulfillment from the progress. You know, maybe you do celebrate yourself a little bit, but now you're like, dude, no. Wait, I'm capable of more. The vision grows as you grow. And that's one of the most rewarding parts of long-term thinking and really putting in the fucking work to get there.
That's absolutely fucking facts right there. What Kel just said is, you know, that's something that you guys need to like really let sink in. Yeah. Really, really let sink in, because even $10 million a year, you know, I mean, that's a big deal, right? And you get to the point where you're doing $10 million a year in revenue and you're like, well, what about 15?
Yeah.
You know, like if I can do that, can I do 15? If I can do 15, can I do 20? And so when you're doing a million or two, 10 million just seems like a crazy fucking number. And you doubt yourself when you say, hey, I want to do $10 million a year in revenue. And you say it because it sounds cool, but there's a little voice in the back of your mind. It's like, I don't know if you could really do that, dude. Like, that's a cool goal, but good luck. Yeah, and it was the same thing with the 37 miles.
Yeah.
Cool goal. Good luck. You know, especially the first few times hitting 4 or 6 miles. And I was like, damn. Fuck, I got to do that 6 times over, 7 times over, 8 times over. And it's just like, how the fuck am I going to do that? Guess what? You will not know how when you commit.
Yeah.
You have to commit first, and then you figure out how later. The how will present itself once the commitment is fucking solid, once it's ironclad.
Yeah.
And you will not waver from that. You'll find out how to make it work, right? And so, just as Kel said, it's like, I pushed myself and got to 37 miles, but could I, like literally driving in here, I was like, I probably should have just walked 1 extra mile, just done 38, just done a little bit more. I did 37.01, right? Just a little bit more. I was fucking tired. I kissed the ground at mile 37 because I just never thought I'd see the fucking day, 3 hours into it.
Yeah.
But again, it starts making you think, what are you truly capable of?
Yeah.
You know, a couple small town boys that aren't educated at all doing $13, $14 million in revenue between all the businesses. And every single year, our vision just grows a little bit more.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
It does.
And we've endured, you know, a little bit more. Yeah. Every single year, the pressure mounts. The problems are bigger. When we lose money, it's not $5,000.
Yeah.
You know, it's 50 grand or 100 grand. Mm-hmm. Everything's bigger. The wins are bigger.
Bigger risks.
But the losses are bigger too.
Yeah.
You know, I read something that, I don't know fuck where I saw it, but they say billionaires risk like lose tens of millions of dollars all the time. They risk tens of millions.
Yeah.
Millionaires risk hundreds of thousands of dollars all the time.
Yeah.
And when you're a startup, you're risking, you know, $5,000 to $50,000. So as you grow into these new levels, you're doing the exact same thing. You're just playing with a lot more money.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. And so
what it's you just get, so weird.
It
I was literally having some thoughts like this in the shower.
And they said broke people won't even risk a dollar to try to make more money. That's what it said. So it broke it down from billionaire to millionaire to startup to the average person won't even risk $1,000 or invest $5,000 into self-improvement. That's too much for them to improve themselves.
Yeah. When I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Been there.
Yeah. Cause it's a weird leap of faith. You know what I mean? It's really weird. I was literally thinking in the shower today, dude, when I was going through all my shit that I do. And I was like, you know, it's so hard to tell people, like in the DMs or people that call us, it's so hard to tell them, like, take fucking massive risks, dude. You only live once. We don't know how long. Maybe we live again in some other universe or lifetime, whatever. But we only live in this earth once. Yeah. And like, why are you not willing to risk it all for this greater good that you've created in your mind? And it's like, so like, I'm thinking about it in the shower today and I'm just like, is it bad to tell some of these people because just don't have it?
Yeah.
They, you know, like, am I doing something wrong?
And lose, but I'm and like, then Kel's the bad guy.
But dude, like, that's really what it is. It's like, we've taken massive risks. I've risked it all so many times. Fucking shit that most people wouldn't even do. But that really is the secret,
that's
man.
That's the secret. Like, enduring pain, risking it.
Yeah.
And doing everything that other people won't do.
And it's so hard to tell people that.
It's as simple as that.
They work so hard for this one little thing. They're so afraid to risk it for the next big thing.
Yep.
You know, and it's
you're
like
you're protecting what you currently have now rather than trying to seek for something greater tomorrow.
Yeah.
Quit protecting your current situation to the point where you can't grow anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Risk your current situation for something greater.
I told my wife not too long. I'm like, well, you know, me and my wife have been going through the finances together and we've been establishing our budgets together. And I told her, I'm like, we're going to take a pay cut. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, we're raising up a lot of people in the company. We're going to be giving up certain points that we take. We're going to be doing these things. It's going to be a pretty massive pay cut, but it's for a greater good. Like when they take on all this other responsibility and they're making more money, it's going to give us the ability and the time to go build these things that we want to build, which is going to even just bring in more money later. But we're going to be taking a pretty good size pay cut.
I mean,
and she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well,
hundreds of thousands.
It might be hundreds of thousands of dollars. But it's okay, you know? But like, I'm willing to, like, what am I sacrificing? Like, a few vacations? It's like,
probably not even that at this point. With how much cash flow we have coming in each month, you're going to be able to live the exact same life that you want. You're just stacking a little bit less cash.
Yeah.
You know, that's really what it comes down to. And it's like, okay, cool. Let's pull back on, you know, 20 or 30 grand a month and let's give it to people to operate our businesses. And time right now is our most valuable asset because we have money.
Yeah.
So now we want time to focus on new projects, something different, challenging ourselves in new areas, right?
Yeah.
We've built this thing up to this point, which is great, but we could just sit here and cash checks and do this for years and years and years and stop trying to progress, but that's not what we're doing.
Yeah.
The idea is to let leaders that have been with us, entrusted us with 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 years of their life working with us, step up and create more opportunities for them to continue to grow into leaders, continue to make more money inside of our companies. If we don't ever step down, we're actually holding people back. We're not giving them the opportunity to grow
anymore.
And holding
ourselves back.
We're holding ourselves
back. We're stuck in this thing that it doesn't allow us to go do the next thing, right? And so
I mean,
some of our leaders have stepped up a lot. It's like they want the path to $1 million a year. They want to become millionaires themselves. Okay, well, you guys can either go build your own fucking business from ground up, which would suck for us because we've, you know, between working with them and them doing the work, like we've developed some great leaders.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, why don't I just give you the vehicle to do that here?
Yeah.
And we all win. Yeah. And then we can go do other things that are going to feed this thing. Yeah. And so it's like, you know, it's okay to take these massive risks to me. It's like, I don't know. I've just gotten better at it over the years, man. I've risked my last $5,000. I've risked my last $100,000 before. I've risked my, you know.
Your job.
You know, yeah. My job.
Your job.
All these
when
things.
When you got fired and then you had to go all in on the side hustle.
So when these people DM us and stuff, it's like, I almost feel bad sometimes. They're like, say, well, fucking go all in, dude.
Because
I'm like, are they really capable of like seeing it through?
Yeah.
Is there long-term vision? Are they super committed to it? Are they willing to endure? Are they willing to like go through all the hard work and sacrifice a lot to put in the work ethic? Like, are they really willing to do it? And I don't know, so it's hard to say like, well, fucking risk it all, dude.
Yeah, quit being a little bitch and go all in.
I literally was having those thoughts today, though, so it's weird we talked about it.
The only way that I did 37 miles is I committed the moment that I said it, that I was going to go all in and do it.
Yeah.
Now, if I didn't do that, there's no way I could have done it.
Yeah.
Right. And so whatever it is that you're doing, when we say risk it all or go all in, we mean just that, provided that's exactly what you're going to do,
yeah,
which is commit, find out the how later. It'll all become crystal clear later.
Right.
When we started joining entrepreneurship groups, there was no guarantee that we'd create relationships that would ultimately make us money. We just bought into the fact of we want to improve. We want to network with high power people that are also with the same mindset of us,
right,
trying to grow as well. And we committed.
Yeah.
How wasn't there in terms of how we were going to recoup the investment of spending $200,000 one year in masterminds.
Literally just chalked up to the cost of doing business at that point.
But we found an individual that we started working with and now built a $4 million company in a year and a half.
Yeah.
Based upon a relationship, based upon committing and going all in on this big, scary thing, spending 12 grand a month with just one group because it was $6,000 each.
Yeah.
That's $144,000 a year. A lot of people, that's stupid. That's crazy. That's a lot of money. Blows people's minds.
Yeah.
But
why do you have to buy your friends?
Yeah. Yeah. Shit like that.
Well, are you just buying friends because you look up to them? Like, say, no, I'm trying to learn from them.
I'd love to have that conversation now and say, well, yeah, there's a company that we're cashing 30 grand a month off of that we really don't have to do a lot for now based upon the relationship that of an individual that we met inside that group. So when you commit, everything else, it'll figure itself out. Yeah. It will figure out once the universe knows that you're all in and that you're fully committed, the opportunities will present themselves to the individuals that are committed, that will endure, will go through discomfort, will risk it all, you know? And if that's not you, then expect mediocre. That's just what it is. Yeah. You're probably plateaued in your business. You're stuck. You're doing the same. Dude, we did the same revenue probably for 2, 3, 4 years straight, something like that.
Honestly,
and every year it was like, hey, this is going to be a better year. You know, we're making 150 or whatever, 200 grand a year.
We're getting through a recession.
You create your own excuses. Like, this year is going to be better because of this. And there was that issue and it's not going to be there this year. And so this is going to be it.
Yeah.
Quit saying this is going to be it. Cause that's all we fucking did. And every year it was just groundhog year.
Well, what
it
are
the
yeah.
same shit every year.
What are you doing to make it a better year?
We didn't
without
do anything
risk.
Different except for saying this is going to be a better year.
I know, but
and
finally,
once we started risking,
like he's even hiring a new employee is risky, right? Yep. Like all of a sudden, I get flooded with all these worries. Like, well, what if it takes away leads from these sales guys and their income goes down? Because I don't want to see that. I don't want to see their income go up. So if I add this sales guy, that means I got to add more lead accounts. Okay, so now I got to go figure out more lead accounts. But the only way to grow is add this new sales guy, right? Or new building, office building. We need more space because we did hire more people. Where are we gonna put them? And then, oh shit, now I got to sign a bigger lease. And like, it's fucking scary at every fucking turn.
Yeah, 5.5 years ago, moving into this office was...
We started seeing the shit.
Yeah.
It was scary to join entrepreneur groups. It was scary to hire new employees. It was scary to get
sign
a bigger office building.
Yeah.
That's a 5-year commitment at whatever. It was like we went from
double.
Like $4,000 a month to 12.
Yeah.
You know, we would literally like tripled our lease, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, holy shit, you know? But we forced growth by doing that shit.
Yeah. By literally risking shit and committing to making the business better.
Yeah.
And the way you show that you're committed is doing what Kel's talking about, is going through some of those things that are uncomfortable and going all in.
Yeah.
You know,
and keep showing up. Cause at the end of the day, dude, we all hit those walls where we're like, oh my gosh. Like,
oh, you're acting like over the last 15 years, Kel hasn't hit fucking massive walls over and over.
Oh, even recently, I'm like, is it time to sell this thing? Is it time to figure something new out? And then there's that little voice. It's like, keep showing up, man. The bigger things there, that thing that you really want, that long-term vision.
If you endure
long enough,
you will be rewarded.
Yeah.
Continue to show up, right? And Kel has to remind himself of that. I have to remind myself of that. And so
That little voice is always there,
it's
too,
It's always
man.
There, dude.
Like, everybody that, even the people that sold their business, that was the hardest part of actually doing that acquisition. Maybe that was their vision, but they're like, but is this the time? Should I just keep showing up? Should I just keep doing it? Is the bigger payoff the next offer, the next acquisition? I guarantee you that's the hardest part. I don't know. I've never sold a company.
Yeah.
That is something I want to do. Like, we build all these companies. I want to sell one of them for hundreds of millions of dollars. I want to see what that's like. But at the end of the day, it's like, how do you know when that time is? Because, you know, there's always that evolving vision.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So guys, we get it. We've been there.
We get
it. We're still there. We still endure every fucking day. And part of the reason doing 37 miles is, you know, when you're feeling low or down, you need to challenge yourself and continue to do whatever you need to do to stay confident.
Yeah.
I know if I endure that and go through that discomfort and pain, that's just going to carry over into business or into life in general, giving me a new perspective that I know that if I keep pushing, something good will come out of it, and you'll reach that destination that you're trying to get to, right? Yeah. And so
even doing half of it with you, dude, it was so cool to kind of push past limits and, you know, just tap into a different mindset and, you know, really see what your body's capable of. I wish I would have trained harder and been able to do the whole thing. I mean, I wish I would have even trained. I didn't train, but
Didn't train at all.
It was super inspiring.
No training going out there and almost hitting 20 miles, dude.
It doesn't even sound that big till you're like fucking 5 miles in.
Well,
you're like, oh, that feet, I feel a little cramp coming. And then 10, you're like, I do feel that cramp coming.
Your lower back.
And then 12, you're like, holy shit, you know?
But even driving out there, it felt like we were driving for fucking ever. Yeah. I remember saying like, holy shit, we're going to have to run this or walk, whatever, right? And it was just, we seemed like we were just driving into the middle of nowhere for fucking ever. And I was like,
that is definitely middle of nowhere.
Shit. Yeah, it was middle of nowhere. It was awesome though, dude. I loved it.
It was actually a pretty good long stretch.
Yeah, it was miserable and amazing at the same time. Guess what, guys? You can find amazing things through misery.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is you try to avoid misery so you don't ever find anything amazing.
Yeah.
You try to seek comfort, and in comfort is misery.
Right.
So you're creating your own misery there by getting comfortable a little too much. Find the misery and then see what you're capable of, and then you can see how amazing you really are and what you're truly capable of. So, guys, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. I did.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was good, and I hope it impacts, you know, a few of you. And, you know, all we want you guys to do is realize that we're no different than you are. Nobody that's worth $10 million, $100 million, they're no different than you are. They've showed up a little bit longer. They put in a little bit more hours. They've endured a little bit more discomfort. They've risked a little bit more than you. That's literally it.
Yep.
They're a human being. You're a human being. They've just gone through a little bit more than you. Put yourself in some tough situations. See what you're truly made of, and then blossom in those situations.
Yeah. If you haven't found that thing that you're just ultra committed to, man, you need to start there. You know what I mean? Like I just, you know, I'm so committed to the people in our company. I'm so committed to taking this thing. We've told them millions of times, like, we're going to create millionaires in this company, not just us, all of you. And that's the shit that we're so committed to. It keeps us showing up, man. It's like, you know, find that thing that you're really committed to that you're going to fucking keep showing up for, you know? Cause if it's a half-ass commitment, you're going to half-ass do the work. You're going to half-ass risk. You're going to half-ass do all the shit we talked about. So like, make a fucking 100% commitment to some long-term vision. It will change. It will evolve,
but you
just got to make that ultimate commitment to it so that you are fucking not going to try to see it through. You are going to.
Once you're all out committed though, then you are willing to risk it all.
Yes.
You will not be willing to risk it all if you're not 100% committed. Even if you're 99% committed, that 1% is going to overpower the 99% and talk you out of going all in.
Yeah.
You know, so don't say you're going to do something if you're not going to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Because then your self-worth starts getting diminished because you're not honoring some of the things that you said that you were going to do. Your mind starts knowing that you're full of shit. So the next thing that you say you're going to do, it's going to be that much harder to overcome because your mind's working that much harder against you because it knows if it pushes just enough, it'll get you to quit.
Yep.
It'll get you to find a little bit of ease and comfort. So,
absolutely.
What I have noticed is a little uptick in some of the reviews that we've been getting on the podcast.
Oh, nice.
So thank you guys for that. You know, some of the slackers out there that are still listening, I'm calling you out. Get your ass to the review section, drop a 5-star, and tell us how badass we are. We definitely appreciate it. So, guys, as usual, kick ass, take care, have a good day.
Peace.